There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome to the family with
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen,
Andy Brant-Bernard,
co-host Catherine Brandt.
There you go. What more could you ask for, ladies and gentlemen? No question about it. I got to ask you guys right up front because I wouldn't pay much attention to it, but apparently 6 counts have been dropped on the, what was the thing that was on TV just now?
I have no idea what
Trump,
you're talking about.
Well, there was some Trump deal had to do with that Fani Willis or whatever. Andy, could you look it up for me because you're good at that stuff.
I don't know what any of those words are.
Counts dropped. Let's help Google those. Judge in Trump's Georgia case quashes certain charges.
No. Quash. Ooh, I think
there was a quash.
Now, quashing is good for him, I'm assuming?
Yes, it's a racketeering case.
Racketeering.
A number of charges related to soliciting officials to violate their oaths in office have been quashed. So basically, they're fake, and the judge just threw them out.
Neat.
So, what does that have to do with the Fani Willis case?
I don't think it has anything to do with that case.
Well,
also, what the hell
Georgia
is that?
Georgia or New York?
Georgia.
Fani?
Oh, because yeah, Georgia also.
Fani? Oh yeah.
He's being sued all over wherever there's a, like George Soros.
Yeah, they're really panicking to get him off the ballot.
Yeah.
Could you just let the people make their choices and stay the hell out of it?
No, we might make the wrong choice, and that's dangerous for democracy.
Stupid. Or is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're too stupid.
You mean like the last 85 we've had? I mean like that?
We've only had 45, but.
Yeah, only been 45.
Only 45 bad decisions.
46. 40,
well, yes. Well, technically 45, because the two of them are the same guy, but they're non-consecutive.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I forget who it was, but
It was Grover Cleveland.
Sounds right to me.
Grover Cleveland.
I'm almost certain. But, I saw that. So is this a big deal? I guess the only reason I brought it up, is this a big deal? I don't really have sides in any of the cases. I really do wish that we wouldn't use our legal system to slaughter somebody just because you don't like them. You know, is he my kind of guy? Probably not. Is Biden my kind of guy? Probably not. I really wish they wouldn't be pissing away all of our money. You know how much this is, how many billions of dollars this is costing the taxpayers?
Yes.
I really wish they'd stop doing that, no question about it. I just looked at the Wall Street Journal, the headline of the Wall Street Journal. I was looking for that, but it hasn't popped up on there yet. But here it is, Catherine. You and I made a huge mistake.
Oh, not again. We make so many.
The boomers who tried moving to Florida ended up in Appalachia.
What?
What the hell would one have
did they
to
take
do
a wrong
the,
turn?
I know Appalachia is very cheap and very pretty. So
it is very pretty.
Appalachia, that's in the
that's Appalachian the Appalachian Mountains.
But I mean, that's a big area.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It says here an older, wealthier population is transforming a rustic region, which means they're going to ruin it.
Yeah. Transforming. Yeah.
Into a bustling retirement haven, giving local governments something they haven't had to handle before, explosive growth in Appalachia. I mean, it is beautiful from what I understand.
A lot of people are trying to find places that are cheap to live.
Well, that's not cheap to live, though, is it?
Yeah, Appalachia is very cheap to live in.
Everybody moves there, and then all of a sudden there's a housing crisis, and then all of a sudden it's not cheap to live
in. Colorado. Colorado was picturesque and cheap to live in, and then all the hipsters moved there, and now it's expensive and horrible.
Yeah, that's true. What's the Dollar Tree?
It is a dollar store.
It's a store that many, many people love.
They do love it.
I've never been everywhere. In one, but I guess people love them.
Well, they got a major problem because just closed 1,000 of them.
Really?
Dollar Tree to close 1,000 stores. They have more than 1,000?
Oh, maybe there's a Dollar Tree. There's like a two different ones. They both have the word dollar.
They have, as of February 2020, they had 15,000 locations. So
15,000? Oh,
they're still doing all right.
I guess they're okay then.
They definitely. Well, that's the thing. It's like you drive through any rural area, like way extremely rural, nothing for miles and miles, you're going to find a Dollar Tree just like plopped in the middle of the void.
Really?
Like, you know, a teapot orbiting the earth. You're going to be like, where the hell does this thing come from?
You know what's so great about that? It gave me a great memory when I was a little boy living in North Minneapolis at 12th and 4th Street, just a block off of Plymouth Avenue. Every time my grandma, my father's mother, Edith Barnard, every time she came down from Long Prairie into the Twin Cities, oh, God, I can't wait. We've got to go to the Salvation Army.
Mm.
She was all excited about that.
You can get some cheap stuff there.
Your mom was big into Savers.
Savers,
Savers, yeah. She was big into Savers.
Is that still around?
Yeah. I don't know.
I wonder. I know your parents loved Cashwise.
They did?
Yeah. No, not Cashwise. What's the place in Arizona that they went to all the time? Cash Zone?
Cash
Money Land?
I don't know.
Something like that.
It was called Money Land.
But yeah, Savers still exists, apparently.
Yeah, your mom, I remember she bought a recliner there for like $60. And
wow.
She was so proud and happy.
If I could find a recliner for $60, I'd probably buy it too.
Well, this is, yeah. 20 years ago or 15 years ago. I remember she was just like, look at this chair. Guess how much I paid for it.
That's a pretty good impression of her voice, by the way. Hey, let me just tell you.
Well, she did sort of sound like a professional wrestler.
Oh, she did, because she smoked like a fiend for about 80 years.
The Suzanne Plachet kind
of thing. Did. Yeah, she did. That's exactly right, too. So, yeah, it doesn't matter that Dollar Tree's closing 1,000 stores. They'll still have 14,000 of them open. We know about the movers who tried moving to Florida, ended up in Appalachia. It doesn't really say why they left Florida to go to Appalachia, but it is beautiful. I mean, it's stunningly beautiful. I can see why you might want to do that. And there are certain areas of Florida that are very nice, but there are other areas of Florida that's not that great.
No. Well, every state's got that.
Yeah.
Family Dollar is what I was thinking of.
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar, yep.
No, I thought Dollar Tree was where everything...
There's a Dollar Tree, and there's a Family Dollar...
Dollar Store. And a Dollar Store.
Yeah, there's a lot of those dollar stores in Cottonwood,
okay, so I don't know which one is the one that everybody loves.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, back in the day, man, Salvation Army down there on 10th Avenue or 10th Street. Well, I think it was 10th Street, actually. No, maybe it was 10th Avenue. Down there at the... Edith would head to that joint she set foot in Minneapolis. We're going down there. It's like settle down.
Well, I mean, you're on a fixed income and, up there, $50 was a lot of money.
It was. You're absolutely right. Okay, I'm about to ask the youth of America. That'd be Andy and Alex. The youth of America.
Yeah, we're borderline at this point.
I am borderline. Youthful and vibrant. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Youthful and vibrant.
Well, we said that about you.
Yeah.
Oh, this whole TikTok thing is just sticking in my head here.
If it's about TikTok, neither of us are young enough to talk about that.
Well, that's probably true. Well, TikTok is a very, very young platform.
It's mostly like 20-year-olds, if not younger.
No, I know plenty of people that are on TikTok. I just don't have one.
Gross.
This morning, the bill passed to ban it in the House.
It did?
No, it's up. It passed.
Wow.
Yeah, this morning. Yeah, matter of fact, surprising. You want to look it up, Andy? Give us your take on the whole deal. But yeah, because I went on the Wall Street Journal site and it's still not on there. So I don't know if I just got on too early or what happened. But apparently the bill passed the House today to ban TikTok. They gave them an option. They can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're going to ban it. But that doesn't mean the Senate's going to vote against it.
Well, apparently the House, it had bipartisan support, which is usually a good sign that the Senate's going to pass it.
That's usually the case.
Could force it to sell, TikTok's Chinese owner to sell it or be banned in the United States.
Be banned in the United States. So there are two options right there.
I thought Trump did that already.
He did. And then everyone was like, that's so racist and horrible. But now it's a good idea.
Yep.
Now that it's their idea, it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a whole different deal. Mm-hmm. I get it.
So basically, from what I understand, none of the sites, even the one that I'm on now, Facebook, didn't he get dragged into court because he was stealing people's information or mining, I guess is the way they put it.
Oh, they've been every company for the past 30 years has gone to court for that, taking user data and that sort of thing.
But what are the Chinese doing with that? They're talking about some very, very deeply held secrets.
So the problem is, okay, so Facebook is an American company and Americans use it. So Facebook is subject to American law when it comes to harvesting and selling data.
TikTok
is not. So Americans are using this. Their data is being harvested by China, and we have no say of what happens to the data at that point. So, you know.
And they've been targeting people with ads and things like that for their benefit.
It's mostly like a kind of safety kind of thing, you could argue. It's like if we don't know or if we have no control over the fate of our data, then that's a bad thing. So
I agree.
Yeah.
I suppose. So do you think, like I said, they already passed it in the House, so you think Andy's Senate probably will pass it?
I mean, it was voted 352-65 in the House.
Really?
So, yeah, I think the Senate is going to pass it. Absolutely.
Do you think it is good news? I don't know anything about TikTok or any of that stuff. Like I said, I'm on Facebook, and that's already... I mean, the people on there have been great. There's no question about that. But you kind of... Because they do mine our data. Didn't Mark Zuckerberg run into trouble for mining data?
Of course, yes.
He's been fined millions and millions in other countries because other countries don't like what he's doing. But apparently with America, he's doing the right kind of data mining. So
he is. Okay.
Yep.
Great.
So this is the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act.
Ooh.
Or PAFACA,
PAFACA,
as it's known. And it won't just apply to TikTok. It will apply to apparently anything.
Good. Huh. Stop mining our data. Leave us alone. Good God.
That's one of the problems with globalism is that you don't have any control over anything that happens on the internet because it happens overseas.
But the problem is that people under the age of probably 50, maybe 60, they're like, oh, as long as I get my stuff for free and I don't have, you know, I'm willing to give my data to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is true.
Because who cares? So if they're spying on me, it's all right because I don't care because I don't do anything that's weird. But that's not the point.
No, it's not the point. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
But they really don't care. As long as it's free, they don't care.
Just popped up in the Wall Street Journal, the number one headline, breaking news, House approves bill to ban TikTok or force a sale. So, Andy,
you force a Chinese company to sell something?
Well, you can't. You can ban it. It's basically, it's an embargo. It's like, you can't have this in America anymore, and American data is a huge part of these profits for them.
Right.
So, it's either you sell it, or we're going to make this thing so unprofitable, you're going to hemorrhage money and die anyway.
Oh. So, Andy, what kind of data is that valuable?
I mean, pretty much any data can be used to generate value in some way. A lot of it is TikTok. It'll control, like, or it'll measure how long you watch certain ads, or they'll have videos that are ads, but they don't look like ads. It'll just be like, oh, my favorite influencer found this cool new thing. What a coincidence. Then TikTok will track how long you watch that sort of video. And if you watch it for long enough, it flags you as being interested in this product. And like the people who sell this product, they can see like, people who like your product are between the ages of 16 and 22. And, you know, they tend to be this gender, this race, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of demographic and analytic data.
And since China manufactures practically everything,
it's
a gold mine.
Right? Exactly.
Why can't we all just get along? That's what I'd like to know.
There's no money in it.
It's not possible. Well, I said on the morning show this morning, other than Haiti, all of the troubles in the world are in the Eastern Hemisphere.
Yeah, Haiti's not doing so good.
No, they are not.
My God, who had that on their bingo card?
I don't know, Haiti.
A cannibal.
I mean, honestly, Haiti doing this does not surprise me.
No, it does not surprise. Well, remember when we went to Casa de Campo a couple of years there?
That was the Dominican Republic, which is much nicer.
Well, Dominican Republic, they share the same island, which is what?
Yep.
It's called something. Hispaniola or something like
is
that?
Is it Hispaniola?
Yeah.
Hispaniola.
It's something like that.
The island is called. And I know that the DR literally will, they would just shoot any Haitian that was trying to come over the mountains.
Yep.
They hated them. They didn't want them near them. And Haiti is some of the poorest people in the world.
Yes, they are.
No question about Haitians. I guess the big problem, well, the way I learned about this is my caddy, when we went down and played golf with Gene, I said, my God, that mountain range is beautiful. Can you take walks up there? And he goes, do not walk up there.
Mm-mm.
Because if you get to the top, they will kill you. I'm like, okay.
Well,
that's not good news.
Well, now there's a giant wall between them.
Oh, there is. Okay. Well, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was for parts of it, but not all of it back in those days. But
well, and now there's a bunch of accusations, and I don't know if they're valid or if it's just internet hysteria again, that the Clintons got, I don't know how many billions through their foundation to help Haiti after the after the hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
And the Haitians are like, none of that money came to us.
Really?
They said, they ripped us off. They were supposed to do this, that, and the other thing, and they didn't do any of it. And nobody knows where the money went.
American politicians and their greed makes me want to vomit. And it is both sides.
But, I mean, that was like a foundation that the U.S. government put into their foundation.
Right.
Which doesn't make any sense at all. It's like, why didn't the United States government go and help them with the money instead of giving it to the Clintons?
Well, I'm sure they did give them a lot of money, but it all went to local warlords and gang leaders, like always.
Yeah, the people would never have seen
that.
That's
what I mean.
The
only way they send in crews to fix everything and
That's the thing. It's America. It's easier to just mail a check somewhere than it is to actually go fix things.
I guess it was a lot of money, a lot.
I'm sure.
And nothing changed for the people there, as usual. What do you know?
It's really too bad. The whole thing is very, very bad. Interesting, because I did not see this story before, but this came up on the morning show this morning. We still don't believe how much things cost. We're talking about the cost of things because, again, I won't say who or what or where because it's not important. But four people going to dinner, and the dinner costs $1,000 now?
Wow.
Really?
That's a very fancy
restaurant. I've never had a dinner cost anywhere near $1,000.
But just going to the grocery store now, every single trip is probably $100 more.
God, yeah, $100
more. $70 to $100
more.
I just had my cheapest trip to Target today, I think.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you go buy?
I bought Cosmic Brownies.
Yes, you did.
Nutty Buddies.
Oh, that's right.
Couldn't
you
find the Star
Buddy.
Crunch, though.
No Star Crunch.
Really?
Yeah. Bleach. I had to buy bleach.
Bleach.
What else? And, highlighters and sea salt.
Mm.
And I had an almost $3 off thingy.
Sounds like the end of a Kenan and Kel episode.
And well,
you're going to need some bleach. Some highlighters and some
Cosmic Brownies.
What would she be up to with these things?
I know. It's weird. Well, Fawn's highlighters at school dried up.
Yeah, highlighters don't
dried
last.
Dried up?
No, they don't last.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
and kids forget to put the caps on.
Not
weird.
Fawn.
Yeah,
no, not
you
fun.
Should see this kid's desk. She's the most organized human.
Where did she get that from?
I don't know.
God
not
only
us.
Knows.
Not any of us.
No.
I'm going to assume it's
Diane.
Child. Diane.
Mm. Oh, that would make
100%
sense.
100% Diane.
Yeah.
She's like she's the most organized desk. Even her pencil box is organized.
Wow.
Her pencil box
is? Yeah,
like
everything is in its little row. She once we were in the kindergarten classroom because one of my friends was substituting and we went in and I was talking to her and she organized Sage's pencil box. And his seat sack, and she was like, this is a mess. We got to get this together. And I'm like,
I don't know what is wrong with me or what is it? Is it ADD that you just can't? I mean, I can organize something, and it looks great.
Yeah.
And I vow in my head it's going to stay this way.
I'm the same
way.
It's
not going to get to be a mess. Yeah. And in 2 weeks, it looks like I never touched it.
Well,
like, what is wrong with me?
Well,
why can't I do
that's
this?
The thing about people, you know? Like, working in a classroom, it is so apparent that some kids have the ability to stay organized and some don't. Like it's an innate thing that you're born with. You either can have organization or you cannot. Because it's like, I mean, and some of our smartest kids are the ones that are the least organized. Like, there is one kid in the class that in the standardized test that they take, I think it's like three times a year, he is ahead of 100% of second graders in the nation smart in math kids. And reading. Super smart kid. Mm-hmm. The most organized, disorganized kid in the entire class.
Well, there's a reason the absent-minded professor is a stereotype.
Yeah.
It is it is a personality type.
Yeah, and I mean, and his grades aren't even that good either. Because it's just, because he like forgets like to Andy do Burner. Problems. Mm. Yeah. He just forgets to do problems. And he just like kind of rush. Like the amount of times that he'll do things and I'll be like, buddy. And he'll be like, oh, yeah. I needed to finish that. I'm like,
that was exactly Andy through all of school.
And it's still
just,
me.
Yeah. And it's just like, he just does not have the capability to be organized. And so many kids, it's just like, they just shove things places because they're like, oh, I have to put this somewhere. Shove. And then other kids, because here's the thing. That's the thing about, and I mean, and yes, if you do have ADHD, your brain is not capable of taking the steps to, because your brain thinks this needs to go away, and then you put it away. Other people's brains that can be organized are like, okay, I have to open my desk. I have to grab the right folder. I have to put it in the folder pocket neatly, close the folder, put it away, close my desk. Like, other brains can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just shove it somewhere so I don't have to think about it.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
Exactly. And, like, I help this one kid go through his folder once a week. And just his homework folder that you're supposed to have nothing in at the start of every day, it's supposed to be empty because you bring it back from home and you put your homework, you turn it in. Oh, it's so supposed to be empty every single day. It was just full of old assignments and drawings and like music pages that are supposed to be in his music folder and all this stuff. And I was like, pal, we... And I help him with it because I'm like, he's not capable of doing it himself, and he needs the help.
Andy's backpack was a fright.
Yeah.
Yeah. So old food. Yeah. I mean, God knows what was in there. Smashed papers, smashed little crumpled up papers were permission slips.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you go on the field trip if you never gave him the permission slip? Oh, I didn't go. I had to stay with the other class. And he never mentioned a thing.
Yeah.
Once I don't see it anymore, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's it. That's just how it is.
I'm like, a field trip is like a big deal to a kid. They want to go, right?
Yeah, but I didn't think about it until it was too late.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, yeah, the field trip.
And then they call me. Oh, Andy didn't do this. And Andy, why didn't you send in the permission slip?
That's a good question, Mom.
What permission slip?
Why didn't you send in the permission slip?
Nobody ever said a word.
Yeah. I know,
but yeah, expecting the kid to be in charge of the permission slip is kind of dumb, though.
No, kids should be able to bring home the permission slip.
But if they've shown the inability to do so many times, maybe adapt your technique.
It's kind of hard, though, because, like, for teachers, I mean, there's 27 kids in Fawn's class.
Well, these days, everything just email it.
So we still do physical permission slips. For field trips, we give them like a week or two to bring them home, get them signed, turn them back in. If you don't have it turned in by a few days before the field trip, then we send the parent an email like, did you get the permission slip? Yes or no? Can they go on the field trip? So that's nice because it's not just relying on a piece of paper making it home and coming back.
Yeah. Maybe they should just put like a tag on the kid when they send them home. Permission slip needed.
Hey,
you know, big cardboard thing. Sage, sandwich board.
Sage just went on a field trip yesterday. He had a field trip. They made kaleidoscopes at a museum.
Oh, fun.
And it was adorable. Dan went with him because he went on the same field trip with Fawn and did the same thing when she was in kindergarten. So he's like, I got to go on the field trip. And they're, yeah, it's a big deal. You get to ride the bus. It's exciting.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to walk to all our field trips from St. Joseph's when I was a kid.
What field trips?
We went to visit somewhere.
Go?
We had to walk. There were no buses. We had to walk.
Had to be within a quarter mile.
Yeah, seriously. Rogers Elementary going on a field trip. What's walking distance from there?
Like, how do you harvest corn?
Empty fields. Yeah, pretty much.
That's our field trip for the year.
I'm sure things have changed quite a bit since then.
I'm going on a field trip on Friday with preschool.
Yeah?
Yep. I have to substitute on Friday. I'm going to the Mall of America.
Oh.
What are they doing at the Mall of America?
We're going to see life.
What life?
Oh, that's nice.
Which life are you going to go see?
We're going to see all the underwater life.
That is a good display.
That's a fun little, it's very short.
I don't think I've ever been.
Oh, it's not? That freaking tunnel? It's long as hell.
No, I mean, like, going there is not like a half day or
something. Oh, no. Well, that's the thing. It's an hour and a half. That's the thing. It's preschool. These are these are 4-year-old kids.
And they might, set something up for kids, too.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. Dan went on the Sea Life field trip when Fawn was in preschool. So I don't know what they do for the field trip, but I think you get like a guide and they talk about stuff and then you get to do like special things. It's a really cool spot. And I'm excited because I get to go for free because it's expensive.
It is expensive.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
So I get to go. I get to go without my kids, but take care of 14 other children. So.
All right. I know that Nana's going to have to hit the road in a couple of minutes here, right?
Well, I don't know. We've got a carpet repair guy coming, and he's late.
Oh, for your bedroom carpet?
Yeah, yep. It's all weird.
Oh, yeah, it's all foldy.
Yes,
weird.
It is.
Yeah,
It's like it stretched somehow.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I've never seen a carpet.
I think it was when we bought this place, somebody did a very quick makeover.
Yeah.
It's like super
probably
cheap
put it in
carpet.
Themselves or something.
Mm-hmm. And also, it's humid here. In Florida?
Yes, it is.
True.
And
too true.
Some strange things have happened because of the humidity. Like the lamination came off of a cabinet once.
Yep.
Just all of a sudden flopped down. I'm like, what the heck? I've never seen this. So
that's
I had to
weird.
Have a guy glue that back on. And they probably just didn't do the greatest job. And it's probably cheap carpet. But it's not that old. And as long as I have a dog and grandkids coming to visit, I'm going to not get new carpet.
Yeah, well, there is that. Yeah, good call.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, so I want to get these in before, just in case you're called away, because I want to get your take on all these. This is a real story. 15 badly named things that could have better names. Someone asked the internet, what is badly named and what is a better name for it?
I've got one.
Okay.
Pump and Munch.
Pump and Munch?
Yep. Terrible name.
Isn't that a gas station?
Yes, it is.
It sounds like a
It's a horrible name. Yeah, it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pump and Munch, Come and Go.
Come and Go.
There you go. That's another one.
U-M.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, some things that should have better names. What's a better name for an olive?
Olive?
What's wrong with olive?
These are serious, by the way. I'm not making these up. These are serious.
People said that there's better.
There's a better name for olives.
What is it?
You ready?
No.
Greases Pieces. And he's just shaking his head.
It's Reese's Pieces.
How about Head and Shoulders, the old shampoo?
The old shampoo. It's still around.
Well, that's a medium.
Head
and Shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Knees and toes.
With conditioner.
Head and Shoulders should have a body soap called Knees and Toes. Mm-hmm. Head
and
Shoulders,
Knees and Toes.
Knees and Toes.
Oh, that's cute.
What about the shampoo, Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific?
What about that?
Do they still make that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if they do or not.
I haven't seen it on a shelf, but I'm not looking for it either.
No, it went out of production in the late 80s.
Terrible. Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, name for a product.
Well, of course it is. Yeah,
Gee,
it's really
your hair
stupid.
Smells terrific.
I mean, that could be the campaign ad, but you would think that the shampoo should be called something else.
Just call it like Terrific or something.
Hey, I don't know.
Who can say anything about that?
What the hell? All right. A randomized double-blind trial should be called Trick or Treatment.
Mm.
And by the way, these are serious. I'm not making these up.
They sound like jokes.
Silly thing. Yeah, okay.
No, you're going to hear some.
It's not silly at all.
You're going to hear some.
Okay.
Hemorrhoids should be called asteroids. Get it? Because the ass. Get it?
I kind of like that.
See? I knew you'd like that one much better.
Something I'm so glad I avoided after being pregnant and giving
There's
birth.
There's still time.
There's still time.
It can just happen all of a sudden.
For now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women get them when they're pregnant
they
give birth, and mm-hmm. I never had to deal with it.
Never had to mess with any of it.
Betty's hemorrhoid stories were legendary.
Lovely.
A hemorrhoid journey.
Thanks for including us in
and
that
I
kind
was
of
like,
thing.
Good, I hope I didn't inherit that gene.
Oh, gross.
Okay, here are your top 10 things that should be renamed. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Milk should be called cereal sauce. But you wouldn't have a glass of cereal sauce.
No, you wouldn't.
That's stupid.
Well, Ethan eats ketchup with a spoon, so.
Ew.
No, you have to dip your nuggets in there, and he just takes the spoon and eats it.
Absolutely not.
We're like, okay, you can't do that.
Revolting.
Yum,
no, thank
yum.
You.
Yum.
What should donuts be called?
Cake circles.
That's pretty good.
Close enough.
I don't know.
Sugar bagels.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dessert bagels, something.
Oh, God. What should astronomers be called?
What?
Astronomers.
Astronomers.
What should they be called?
Star lookers.
Star trekkers.
Ah, there you go.
No. Nope. Should be called scientists.
No, I like it. I like it.
No, that's a good one. A scientist. That's good.
That's a good one.
They are getting better.
Yes.
I got to say that. Jet ski should be called what?
Loud, obnoxious. Vehicles.
Watermobiles.
I like this one too. It's a good one. Jet skis should be called motorcycles.
Motorcycles.
That's good.
Yeah, that's
I like that one. Number six, someone suggested that garbage men should be renamed pickup artists, and pickup artists should be called garbage men.
Okay, yep. I like it.
Does that work?
I think that makes sense.
We're getting to the top five now.
What was the show where this woman was dating a garbage man and he hated any time anyone used garbage as a pejorative?
Yes, exactly.
I think it might have been Seinfeld, maybe? Or Friends, perhaps?
Maybe.
No, wasn't it one of those shows where it was like the dumb husband and the lovely wife, and then it was like his friend was a garbage
man? There's a lot
of
those.
Or something. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, are you thinking King of Queens? He was a UPS man.
No, he was a UPS man.
But maybe it was a
show. Yeah, there's this show. Yeah, this woman was dating a garbage man, and she would, like, you know, say something is trash, and you'd be like, oh, please don't use trash as a negative.
Oh.
Oh, because his feelings got hurt.
So you can't call them garbage men, because that's mean
they're
to garbage.
Sanitation men.
Workers.
Sanitation worker, yep. Here's a bonus one from a listener named Andy. They have a product named Douglas Industrial Cornstarch. D-I-C-S.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Andy.
So order some more dicks.
Oh, God.
Okay.
This one I've heard before. A comedian first used this statement on the Johnny Carson show, but I can't remember who it was. But it was literally like 40 years ago or something like that. A driveway should be called a parkway, and a parkway should be called a driveway.
That is true.
Yeah, because
you remember
sense.
That, right?
Park
in
a driveway and drive on a parkway.
Similarly, Iceland should be Greenland, and Greenland should be Iceland.
Yep.
I have a feeling I know what number one's going to be.
All right.
Cookies should be called bacon, and bacon should be called cookies, because you cook bacon and you bake cookies.
Oh, yeah, it's not on here, Andy. You
it's
just
not?
Invented
it. Wow. I did not invent that, but I.
Yeah, it's just like a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
There is a bacon one, and it happens to be next. Number three, any bacon alternative should be called
fakin. Yeah,
fakin.
Of course.
Wait, that's what you just call it.
Oh, that's what you do
it comes
call
naturally.
It.
No matter
what, you just say it's fakin.
Comes naturally.
Fakin.
Yeah.
Okay. This is good for Mom and Alex.
Oh, dear.
What should contractions be called? This is a good one. I love this one. Mm. When a woman's having contractions, what should it be called?
Stabbing pain.
Stabbing
that's
pain.
Not a stabbing pain. It's more
it's
of
a cramping
a squeeze.
Pain.
Yeah. Cramp pain.
It's more of a tightness.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Contractions should be called birthquakes.
Okay.
You don't like it?
It's okay.
Catherine,
you're not, it's not,
a,
it's not a quake. It's a squeeze.
Well, it can
and
be.
This, by the way, is my favorite one of them all. Number one, what should dentures be called? It's really a good name. I'm telling you. It's not a real word, but it's still a good name.
Chomp.
No, I was thinking chomp.
Tooth
too,
something or other.
It is tooth something or other.
Tooth.
Denture should be called...
Tooth or false?
You're right. Ooh, tooth or false.
Yeah, I like
that one a lot. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Ready.
Denture should be called substitutes.
Okay.
No, come on. That's a good one. No.
Charlie in Albuquerque, one of the first things he sent into the queue 25 plus years ago, cookies made with Olestra, drips ahoy.
Oh, nasty.
Chips ahoy, drips ahoy.
Do you guys know about the... side effects of Olestra? Alex is like confused.
She didn't even know what Olestra is, do you?
I think it was off the market by the time we were kids.
Which caused, I remember,
make you poop your pants.
It caused anal leakage.
Anal leakage, that's right.
That was the side effect.
It's just a combination of sucrose and vegetable oil.
Why would you eat something that makes your butt leak?
Well, the ironic thing is that a combination of sucrose and vegetable oil these days is what pretty much all food is made out of. So we're all eating Olestra and we don't even know it.
So Olestra still is around.
I mean, I don't think as a product it's not around, but
it's more figuratively around.
Let's see, Olestra. Yeah. No, as of 2023, no products are sold using Olestra, but apparently it does. Well, I don't think it's even. Yeah, it's not even really. There's a brand name version called Olean or Olean, but Olestra itself is just a compound that anyone can put in anything.
And what's that? Sugar alcohols, too.
Sugar alcohols do the same thing,
they can
yeah.
make you poop your pants, too.
They do?
Yummy.
I remember,
it's like that stuff in Halo Top, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I remember Halo Top is also 15 years ago, we were in Florida, and Dad was like, I feel really sick all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because he ate all those freaking candies.
Yeah, and I was like, well, what have you eaten lately? And he said, I'd had a few of those candies, and... the few meant the bag.
Sugar-free.
And I looked and I'm like, these candies are loaded with xylitol, which is a medical laxative in addition to a sweetener. And he's like,
Xylitol is good for your teeth, though.
It is. It's good for your teeth.
My kids have little xylitol mints after lunch at school.
You can eat a decent amount of xylitol and not have a problem. You just can't eat a ton.
Yeah, you can't eat two bags of... I remember going to the store and with you, for some reason, I remember going to the store with you and you bought the diabetic sugar-free candies.
Yeah, I remember those.
And you bought so many bags. And then you went home and ate them. And then you were like, I don't feel good. And I was like, maybe.
Yeah, I think you guys are making this up as you go along.
No. Never happened.
I never make bad choices, ever.
That's
just the way it is.
Yep. Should we do the taste test to see if these are still good?
See if we like them now that we're not teenagers.
Cosmic brownie.
I don't think I'm gonna like because I never really did.
Cosmic brownie. Okay, so here's the. I'm gonna show the good people of the stream.
Good.
Cosmic brownies.
I've never seen them.
There they are.
Yes, you have. We used to eat them.
I barely ever ate them. So I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that girl on the.
Yeah, that's Little Debbie.
That's Little Debbie.
That's Little Debbie.
May or may not be fictional.
That's odd.
Little Debbie.
I always thought she looked like she had a nurse's hat on.
Yeah, she does.
No.
You're right.
It's like a straw hat. Yeah. That's how she's always looked.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are going to have. We're going to do
Cosmic Brownies first. We're going to have it. We're just going to.
So Andy's going to have it and you're going to have it?
This is what it looks like. We're just going to each have like a bite and see if it's even good.
Cosmic Brownie, here we go.
Oh, you already got yours in there.
And then look at the ingredient list.
No. Why would I do that?
No, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to know what you're eating.
Hey.
That's nice. Good?
Yeah.
It's not,
that.
Not terrible, that all, but not you know. Great.
Yeah. Like, I really like brownies. Brownies are, like, my favorite dessert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brownies
so
are
I'd say it's good. It's not, like, the best brownie.
It's okay. I mean, but
yeah,
they're,
fine.
Like, 75 cents a piece, so...
Yeah. I mean,
think about a sixth grader finding one of those in their lunchbox. They'd be happy.
I mean, today
Today
was my cheapest Target run ever, and I bought Cosmic Brownies. I don't even know how expensive. I don't know how much they were.
I think they're like $3-4 a box. They're really cheap.
Where's the receipt? Oh crud! I threw it away.
Oh well.
No,
okay, so do you rate the number one treat as what?
The number one treat. What?
The first one.
The first treat.
No, no, three out of five.
Three out of five. What do you got, Alex?
Yeah, I'd say 3 out of 5.
Okay, so 60% good. Okay.
60% good. I want to look up how much these were because now I'm just interested.
I want to see.
My Target app is taking a long time.
I know they're not expensive.
Because it's in my purchase history.
Cheapest crap that you can.
Yep, pretty much.
In store, yes. I mean, the ingredients are probably just absolute
sawdust and chemicals. Yeah,
absolute trash.
Yeah. Cellulose.
Okay, ready? $2.79. And the Nutty Buddies are also $2.79.
Even cheaper
so
than I...
cheap.
That was cheap 20 years ago.
Well, okay, keep in mind, this thing of sea salt.
It's probably like $8.
$2.99.
Oh. Well,
that's
still.
Actually pretty good for sea salt.
Oh, but you're getting a nice little grinder, too.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
But I didn't want a grinder. I wanted, because we have like the...
Yeah, it's hard to find refills.
Sprinkle thingy. And I mean, Dan was like, I'll go to Lund's. But we didn't have any salt during dinner last night. And Dan was very depressed.
It's a problem.
He loves salt.
I have to salt Ethan's rice.
Okay. Well, and he made like a mushroom barley thing.
Oh, yeah. You
got to
put
salt
on that. Yeah.
I mean, he made the barley with broth. So there was like a little bit of sodium in that. But he was like, this is just not as good as it should be. Okay.
Okay, so number one, 60% for the Cosmic
Nutty Buddies.
Sure.
Cosmic Brownies, that was called?
Yep. Yeah. These were my favorite.
Yeah, okay. Mine too.
These were always my favorite.
I ate boxes and boxes of these.
Yeah,
as a kid.
So they're wafers with peanut butter.
They sure are.
Thin wrapped.
That's got to be good.
Thin wrapped.
Thin wrapped.
Okay, you just take a bite. It's going to be crunchy. I'm sorry. I'll try it out.
Crunchy. Okay.
Are they greasy, waxy?
No, it tastes just like I remember.
Yeah.
And what is that?
I remember you used to be able to get like 4 boxes of that for like $3. Mm-hmm. They'd have them on special at the grocery store.
I will say, I wish there were more chocolate.
Well, yeah, it's pretty basically all peanut butter.
Yeah, because it's
the chocolate just on the outside.
Yeah.
It's a chocolate veneer.
It's very wafery.
Yes.
It's mostly wafer.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even see the peanut butter.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's how I remember them. I don't think they've changed.
Again, 3 out of 5.
I'd give it a 4.
4?
Ooh, Andy takes the lead with 4 out of 5 from Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep.
All right. How many more we got to go?
That was it. I wanted to get Cosmic Brownies. I mean, Star Crunch.
Star Crunch.
but they didn't have it.
What is Star Crunch?
Didn't they have zebra cakes?
Andy and I never liked, like...
I liked zebra cakes.
You like zebra cakes?
They made me feel bad after I ate them, but I liked them.
I never liked ho-hos. I never liked zebra cakes. I never liked Swiss cake rolls. There were honey buns, and I was like, maybe I'll buy those. But I'm like, I don't really remember eating those.
No, I never ate those. Ever. It was Nutty Buddies and zebra cakes.
Honey bun.
Yeah, there were other options, but I was like, no, because I didn't like any of these as a child. So, and what's the, like, chocolate cupcake with the cream in the middle?
Oh, the Rolly. You're thinking of the Hostess. Cream. Where's the cream filling things?
Yeah.
The hell are they called?
Are those snack cakes? Isn't that Hostess a ho-ho? Snack cakes? No, ho-hos are.
Hostess cupcakes.
They have to have a name.
I think they are just called Hostess cupcakes.
Really?
I think they're just called Hostess cupcakes. Hostess. Yeah, I love them.
Yep, they're just called Hostess cupcakes.
Yep.
Okay.
They're so weird. All
Very
of these.
Good.
Yes, they are.
I never liked those either.
Oh, Hostess snowballs I used to like.
Oh, yeah. And I was talking to Dan about this last night. I was like, I'm going to go to Target tomorrow and get these things. And he was like, what about oatmeal cream pies?
Nah.
And I was like, I loved oatmeal cream pies, but they didn't have them. I would have bought them if they had them because I liked those a lot as a kid. But now,
that's a lot of not anymore.
It was a pretty small area of the grocery store. It was like by the bread. And it was Nutty Buddies, mm-hmm. Cosmic Brownies, Zebra Cakes, Honey Buns.
And the rest.
And then like and the rest, and then yeah. the and that was it. And I feel like there might have been one more thing. And then the rest of them were those like little muffins.
The cupcakes, yeah.
No, the muffins. It's a different brand.
Oh,
the tiny muffins that come in the bag.
The little blueberry muffins?
Yeah. There's blueberry and there's chocolate chip.
Those are
stuff.
Gross.
Yeah, those are gross. I know. Sage has a friend at school that has them for snack like almost every day. And he went to the grocery store with Dan, and he saw them, and he was like, can we get these? Because Jack has these every day, and I want to try
really?
Them. And so we bought a small thing of them, and so for a week, Dan had, what are those called? Tiny bagged cupcakes.
I have no idea.
Muffins.
Bag-o-muffin.
Tiny bagged muffins.
Yes. Let's see if Google knows what the hell you're talking about.
Let's see if we know. Yep. Little bites.
Little bites. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Little bites chocolate chip muffins. He had the blueberry ones, I think, though. Yeah. And there's like.
They're not good. They've never been good.
And there's funfetti ones. And Hostess does make mini muffins.
You know what's the worst flavor of all time?
What?
Birthday cake.
I strongly disagree.
Anything flavored like birthday cake is just gross.
No, I
like actual birthday cake I like, but birthday cake flavored things, awful.
Cold Stone Creamery. I used to love their birthday cake ice cream. I'd get birthday cake ice cream with brownie chunks in it.
Really?
I bought that probably 6 months ago.
10 billion grams of sugar.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, it's way too sweet.
Really?
I was just like, this tastes.
That's what I'm saying.
Stomach,
it's too sweet.
My stomach felt awful afterwards. I was listening to some story about this woman, and she was like talking about how she absolutely loved ice cream, and she went on a date with this boy that she was dating when she was a teenager or whatever, and he was like, oh, I want to take you out to ice cream, and they ended up going to a Cold Stone, and she was like, every single time I ate Cold Stone, I got like violent diarrhea.
Huh.
She's like, I could eat every other ice cream, but if I ate Cold Stone, I would like get violent diarrhea. And I'm like, I wonder what they put in it.
That is interesting.
You know?
I used to go to Cold Stone all the time.
Oh, yeah, I love
it. I had a friend that couldn't eat Dairy Queen because of that.
What?
Get very, very sick from Dairy Queen.
Well, Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
It's ice milk, isn't it?
It's got potato starch.
It's got potato starch.
I don't even think there's like dairy.
It's not really ice cream.
It's like barely ice cream, yeah.
Yeah. There's not really.
It's good,
like
but it's not really ice
she
cream
could
per
not
se.
Eat it.
I'm not a Dairy Queen. We got Culver's a week or two ago because Fawn really likes their burgers. And
it's the only fast food place we can eat at.
Yeah. And we got Culver's and I got like a concrete mixer thing. Mm-hmm. I got, like, I think chocolate with peanut butter in it and brownie
Sounds rich.
Bits. It was very rich. Because the concrete mixer is really, it's, like, thick.
Yes. When we got back home, on the way home, we got Culver's because it's, you know, it's 8 o'clock at night. We need something to eat.
Yeah.
And so we both got a burger with a small concrete mixer.
Yeah.
And we were like, next time we're getting mini concrete mixers because this small it has to be 1,000 calories. Yeah, it's so dense.
Super dense. And
so now we just get little minis and
Yeah, they have the teeny ones.
Doesn't Culver's have some sort of custard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's frozen custard, concrete mixer. Yeah. Same thing.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like their version of the Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Ah,
pretty much.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
But there's only chocolate and vanilla. And then you can get whatever mix-ins you
want. We get vanilla with fudge and marshmallow.
I love how it's we get. Like, you get the same thing.
You do.
You guys are...
Aw.
Just...
Well, I mean, I really wasn't...
like the same thing.
I didn't really go to Culver's in much until I met Melissa, so I just follow her lead. Mm. I mean, I get different burgers from her, though.
Dan and... Oh, wow. So... Are you guys okay?
Although she doesn't really...
Yeah.
Ever since...
You getting along?
Yeah. I don't know. She doesn't like bacon like I do.
Oh,
very few do, though.
How do you not like bacon?
Well, she likes bacon, but she doesn't want it on everything. Unlike myself.
You do love bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I get
like
it.
Bacon too.
Dan is a peanut butter. He likes vanilla ice cream with chocolate in it and peanut butter.
Huh.
And I am like an always chocolate ice cream with whatever in it. If it's not chocolate ice cream, I don't want it. And Fawn is a vanilla, like she likes cookies and cream, that kind of thing. And she really likes fruity ice creams, too. And Sage is a chocolate, like me.
Yeah, Ethan got the chocolate gene, for sure.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Yep, it's true. By the way, speaking of your husband, did you see the latest local news out of Willmar?
Where he
was born and raised there, right?
He sure was.
Yeah.
Charges say Willmar massage parlor owner held women captive.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
Great, great, great. I mean, you know.
Wow.
It's.
Takes all sorts.
Takes all kinds. I don't know. I don't know. It's the, you know, rural. It's the rural.
Isn't Willmar like relatively large?
Yeah, that Jenny O Turkey's there.
Yeah, they're like barely even rural. They're just...
It's far away from anything else.
It is far from everything, yes.
So that's sad, though. Are the women okay? Have they been released?
Well, it says the woman charged to say Willmar massage parlor owner held women captive. The woman told police that the business owner would not let her drink water, cook food, or turn on the lights, the charges read. A massage parlor owner in Willmar, Minnesota, held a woman captive for several days as she tried to sell her. It says as she tried to sell her for sex, but I think it meant he.
Yeah.
With clients, Ying He was charged Tuesday in Kandiyohi District Court with soliciting and inducing an individual into prostitution, operating a disorderly house, and fifth-degree assault in connection with confining the woman for several days at the parlor in a 2400 block of South 1st Street.
Wait, operating a disorderly house is a crime?
That's what it says.
Well, Officer Dave can't ever come back to my place.
Never again.
I'll go straight to jail. We have a toddler.
Disorderly house.
Disorderly house. That's what it says.
I should tell Fawn and Sage.
Polite having way to say. Yeah,
says like, right here on the law, disorderly house.
This is a shithole. This what?
Wow, yeah.
That's real nice.
No person may own, lease, operate, manage, etc., a disorderly house or invite or attempt to invite others to visit or remain in the disorderly house.
See?
It's a gross misdemeanor. It's a Minnesota statute.
But what does disorderly house mean?
Like it's just poorly run.
Disorderly house doesn't mean crap hole. It means a place that sells. Let's see, a building in which actions.
I guess it is a whorehouse, isn't it?
Basically, it means it's a house of vice. So if you say, so if you sell liquor, gambling, prostitution, or controlled substances,
so it's
then it becomes a disorderly house.
Okay.
Yeah. Boy,
well, that's awful.
We just don't think that way, do we?
I know we don't. I'm like disorderly
conduct. We're thinking
conduct.
Really dirty. Haven't this, picked yeah, up it's in not, 2 weeks. It's
well, I mean, disorder.
There's no order.
I mean, yeah. If like when I think of like you know a place that's illegally selling liquor and hookers, I'm not thinking, my, how disorderly.
Yeah.
Yes. This is true.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Oh, dear.
A 911 call from a screaming woman early Saturday afternoon sent a police sergeant to massage therapy where he found the woman on the floor crying. She told the sergeant that he had hit her in the head. Gee, what a great guy. I don't think her is going to be around much longer. He. Ying He is his name.
Yikes.
Nice.
I've never understood this whole prostitution thing. I grew up in a neighborhood that had prostitutes in it. So maybe I just don't have the same reaction to it other people do. But every time when I was a little boy and I got up early, just like right when the sun came up, just to go hang out outside, you would see all these women coming home. Their makeup was running down their face from crying. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I used to live pretty close to Sex World. And every so often, there'd be like some running mascara on the women outside. I'm like, this is just like the least attractive thing I've ever seen.
No.
It's terrible.
Yep.
I remember when I turned 18, people like used to turn 18 and go to Sex World.
Oh, really?
Because you could.
Yes, you could.
And I was like, have you ever met me? Like, really? You're going to ask me this question?
Yeah, really.
If I'm going to go to Sex World? Like, think about...
If you want to see the least comfortable human ever born.
Oh, my gosh. One time... I've said this story on here before, but one time I was with my friend in... It was when I was living in New York, and we wanted to, like, watch a movie. And we went into a movie place, and we were looking at DVDs, and... I realized that downstairs was like a porn viewing place.
Yeah.
It had like, I don't remember what the thing that's said, but it was like, I guess it was individual little spaces that you could watch.
Masturbation cubes?
Yeah, masturbation cubes.
Oh, and yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't remember what the language was. And right. Like we were in there and because we went up to the front and then we noticed that there was like sex stuff in the like glass case when we were just buying our movies and we were like, what is going on? And as we were leaving, we noticed that it was like down the stairs and it said something about like sex viewing or like viewing something. And there were men going down there and we, the whole way walking back to my apartment, were like, and we like brought the DVDs and I was like, I kind of want to throw these away.
Yeah.
I mean, we got like Revolutionary Road and some Adam Sandler movie, but I was like, these are in the same building as that and I don't want it and I don't know what to do. Like, I was just like, So yeah,
well,
I would not do well in Sex worlds.
Happier note, I have an announcement to make.
Oh, we can close with an announcement.
Close with the announcement. Melissa and I are having another kid in September.
A baby.
There you go. And, do you know when in September?
Baby. 24th,
well,
I believe.
You never know when.
Yeah. It's
when was Ethan's guest date?
Like 2 weeks after he was born.
Oh, so he was early.
Yes.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
My kids were...
He had to be born on Bop Bop's birthday.
Exactly.
My kids were both late.
He knew. He was
so
like...
So weird that happened.
I mean, of course it did.
Oh,
I was literally not surprised at all. Like, when she told me when she was due, I was like, he's going to be born on my dad's birthday. Like, this
the
is
universe just
operates. It happens all the time. I have two friends.
But it's still a small chance that it's going to happen.
I have two friends that have a relative, like a niece or nephew, that are born on their parents' birthday.
It's like they're genetically predisposed to be born on that day.
But it's just, I don't know. It's weird.
It's strange.
Oh, we looked up a study. It said women can guess the gender of their baby 70% of the time.
I knew with
really?
Both of mine.
Just by, like, yeah, intuition, pure
I literally,
intuition.
When I had the positive pregnancy test for Fawn, I was like, it's a girl.
I knew Fawn was a girl.
Yeah, somehow, sometimes.
I just was like, it's a girl.
So,
it
I mean, like, there's clearly more
like
going on than we know. Because, like, if you can just, like, tell by feel.
Does Melissa have a vibe?
Well, she thought she was going to have twins.
She thought she was going to have twins. That's not happening.
Yeah, she was having, like, dreams.
Luckily.
Yeah, twin dreams.
I don't know. Twins wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Just get it all over with all at once.
Ask anybody that has twins.
No? It's like, I don't know. Would you rather get them both done at once or...
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with every twin that I know.
They're weird?
They are opposites.
Oh.
So you're dealing with completely opposite problems at the exact same time.
Yeah.
With completely different personalities. Huh. Like, I mean, look at Dan and Mike. Could not be more different.
What if they're identical twins? Are they more similar in...
I would assume so, yes.
Their demeanor?
Yeah, maybe. You'd think so. But identical twins are...
They're special.
Like a...
They're magic.
There's nothing you can do to...
No, it's pure chance.
Yeah, it's pure chance. There we go.
Yeah, non-identical twins can run in families, but identical twins... I think the only thing is... The older the mom is, the more likely it is to happen. I believe.
Any twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're dropping more eggs.
Yep. You got to get them all out.
Spoons,
get them out of there.
Yep.
All right.
Darren,
well, that's good.
I'm a twin. You don't want twins.
See?
All right, then.
See?
Coming from the twin.
And is he opposite of his brother?
Are you opposite of your brother?
Or
I remember
sister?
Your brother
sister?
Used to come into chat all the time.
I was
going to
say, because there was Darren
ago.
And there was another one.
I can't remember his name. Darren and the other one. Yeah,
and then the other one.
And the other one. She'll respond relatively quickly.
Yeah. Because I wonder,
because
every twin that I know, they are completely opposite.
Well, that's why in Roman times, they used to name them, it would be like Octavius and Anti-Octavius.
Yeah.
Is how they would name them.
Yeah.
The first one would get the name, and the second one was anti that name.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep. I mean.
That'd be cool if, well, who was born first, Dan or Mike?
Dan.
So.
Dan was like.
Mike would be anti-Dan.
He is anti-Dan.
Well, there you go.
He really
the
is.
Romans
yeah,
were on
really,
to something.
He really is.
I mean, like, because Dan, they were born on their due date. They were both over 8 pounds. And she was delivering them, and Dan was like, yep, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. And Mike was hooked onto one of her ribs, so she ended up needing to have an emergency C-section.
And I'm like,
still to this day, Dan is always like, Dan's like the type A, ready to go. Everything's organized. And Mike is like, what? Where? When? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's from birth.
Now, Darren says he and Brandon.
Brandon!
I remembered like just before he said it too. He said they are alike.
Oh. So, are they identical or fraternal?
Yeah. Are they identical?
That is a good question. I don't know if I've ever seen a picture of either of them.
Last question.
So wait, so how does a baby hook, like... They poke through the...
No, it's not poked through. He was, like, stuck on one of her... Because your ribs can, like...
they move.
Do all sorts of wild things when you're pregnant. And, I mean, there was over 16 pounds of baby in
That's
there.
That's true. It's not a lot
and
of space.
And she's not a large woman. I mean, she's tall, but not, like, she's...
No.
She's not a large woman.
Well, it's like, have you ever seen an x-ray of a pregnant cat? It's like, how the hell is all that fitting in there?
I mean, May, she had 8 puppies.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you think that would be like they get Three Stooges syndrome on their way out.
Yeah, and, like, what?
You know.
How do you?
Oh, they are identical. So there you go.
See, okay.
There you go.
Case closed.
The theory holds true.
There you go.
Yep.
We'll close with this. My name is Thomas because I was so big they thought I was twins.
Yep.
I was 23 inches long and weighed 11 pounds when I was born.
Yeah, Ethan was 6 and a half or something like that.
Yeah,
so,
Ethan was minuscule. Sage was giant. Fawn was average.
Yeah.
Thomas
Sage was almost
twin.
2 pounds bigger than Fawn at birth.
2 pounds.
Yeah.
All righty, that's going to do it. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Toodles.